USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. Most Americans who make less than $75,000 a year will get a $1,200 check. The bill will also help businesses to stay afloat and keep people employed as the coronavirus is continuing to spread across the country. As far as the logistics of the stimulus package, White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
if this reaches the president's desk tomorrow, Harris, as we expect it will, he will sign it. And then the implementation begins. Secretary Mnuchin has said within the next 3 weeks, people can see that direct deposit or checks. If you don't have direct deposit, $1,200 per person for a family of four with two school-aged children, that's $3,400.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Mormon Church is suspending all activities amid the COVID-19 pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
All temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement.
The House is now considering a roughly $2 trillion stimulus package that was approved by the Senate. A vote in the House could come as early as Friday, and then the bill will head to President Trump's desk, where, according to White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, the president has been in the loop from the get-go on this bill.
The president's been kept informed. Steve Mnuchin has been on the phone with him constantly. The president has been very active in this process, so he's well aware of what is in it. He's been pushing for Congress to do the right thing and get ready to help the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
With more people at home, many folks are doing what they can to keep themselves occupied. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
With many Americans staying home and social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, some people on Instagram have found a fun way to pass the time. The latest challenge consists of people posting embarrassing photos of themselves and captioning them, "Until tomorrow," with no other context. When someone likes the photo, the original poster is supposed to direct message the person, telling them to post their own embarrassing photo and then leave it on their profile for a day or until tomorrow. As expected, this has caused a lot of confusion on Instagram.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says nothing's off the table as the sport outlines its plan to return from the coronavirus-related postponement. Manfred, speaking from Florida, tells ESPN,
"Baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. We will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country."
Manfred also tells ESPN the league is working with infectious disease experts before determining its exact return, and that there is a possibility that all 162 baseball games will be played this season. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.